Thanks for joining us. Hope your morning is off to a great start. Vermont Senator presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders says private insurance is causing anxiety, stress, and premature deaths as older Americans delay or defer medical care due to the cost. He held a forum in Des Moines yesterday, meeting with people from far away as Oregon who talked to him about the challenges of paying for private insurance. Sanders, of course, is proposing universal health care for all. He did not outline how he would finance Medicare for all, but he spoke in general about shifting to a universal health care system.
I know some people think this is a radical idea. It is not a radical idea. It exists in Canada. It exists in Germany. It exists in France. It exists in the UK. It exists in Finland, in Denmark, in Sweden, in Norway. It exists in virtually every major country on Earth.
Meanwhile, speaking last night at a CNN town hall on the campus of Grinnell College, former Vice President Joe Biden says he does not support Medicare for all because the costs are too high and it would take too long to transition to a universal health care system. Yesterday, while he was in Oskaloosa speaking on Veterans Day, Biden unveiled a plan to provide additional government support to veterans and their families. Biden says that he would, as president, take steps to hire more personnel for VA medical centers around the country and keep the VA's primary outlet for veterans to get their health care. Well, Newton's Veterans Day ceremony was late yesterday morning, hosted by the local American Legion and VFW post at the American Legion. After the ceremony, four officers from the local American Legion post went to Thomas Jefferson Elementary School to share their thoughts about the positive influences their military career has had on them. Those local veterans were Wesley Justice, Barry Lee, Maddie McKim, and Jerry Nelson. Kurt Jackson, director of Jasper County Veterans Affairs, is a veteran. He served as a sailor on a nuclear submarine for 6 years, from 1976 to 1982. Jackson believes that the local Veterans Affairs Department, he's been there for 3.5 years and feels local veterans are fortunate.
I'm firmly a fond believer of Jasper County. Veteran Assistance Program is well above some of the other counties in Iowa. And Iowa's veterans handling is a lot better than a lot of the other states in the Union.
Jackson says there are several local organizations that help out veterans from time to time.
My office is just one of them, but the American Legion has a way of help veterans. The VFW has a way to help veterans. And if you call 211 to United Way, their hotline, they even have special ways to access veterans and direct them towards the veterans that will help them and to getting the help that a veteran needs.
The Jasper County Veterans Affairs Office, located in the County Annex Building at 115 North 2nd Avenue East in Newton. You can reach the office by calling 641-792-7993, 641-792-7993. The largest fundraising effort of each year for the Newton Salvation Army is underway. The Red Kettle Campaign began this past Saturday and goes to Christmas Eve. Newton Salvation Army Captain Janelle Cleveland says it's easier than ever this year to volunteer and sign up and ring the bell and man a red kettle.
New this year is that all of our volunteers can go to a website. It's called registertoring.com, and they just put in Newton zip code 50208, and then it'll come up with our page. You'll see Ed Poe, who is our food pantry coordinator, along with the Newton Cardinal mascot. So that's how you'll know you're on the right page. And then you just pick your location, you pick your hours, and it takes you like less than 10 minutes to do it all together.
The bell ringing occurs from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday at the same locations as last year. The sites are Fairway, Farmer True Value, Hy-Vee, Tyson's, and both doors at Walmart. Captain Cleveland says money raised supports Salvation Army's efforts throughout Jasper County.
Our goal is $37,000, which is $3,000 more than last year. But last year our goal was 34 and we made 36. So because Newton is so amazing, we had to up our goal. I'm just praying and trusting that the people of Jasper County will show up and will bless us.
And Captain Cleveland says no donation to the kettles is too small.
Can't tell you how many times somebody told me, I only have a quarter, I only have this, and every little bit adds up. The bank counts it for us, but like there's like $200 worth of coin. It adds up and it all matters.
Again, to volunteer at a Red Kettle site, go to the website www.registertoring.com. That is your KCOB News this hour. I'm Randy Van.